What do you mean an adult? I've been around for a long time.
It's like what you always say, Bruce. What? The youth is wasted on the young.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that's not original, though.
No.
No.
Now, here's your trivia for today. What holiday movie did I get that line from?
A Christmas Story.
Close.
That's a good one.
Yeah, well, I'll say it the way Andrew pronounces this word. It was A Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah, that's where I got that from. So there you go.
So one of the classics.
That's it. I've invited it to be my own, and that's what it is.
Indeed it is.
Yes.
Well, hopefully everybody had a wonderful weekend and you didn't get caught up in any of that ice on Sunday. Bruce is claiming that he had no trouble whatsoever, and he was driving out on the main roads, 309 in particular, which I know a lot of folks had some trouble on.
Yeah. I just picture Bruce them saying on the news, like, don't leave your house, be safe, and Bruce is like, watch me, and you just go out, you find a reason to drive on the road.
I kind of laugh, you know.
No, well, you said you left at 8:30. That's 10 minutes after I left on Sunday,
I
am here to say I got in an accident.
Now, there were some icy spots out there, yes, indeed. I won't deny that type of thing, but you know, I've driven through a lot of bad weather. In fact, when I moved,
Bruce has a flying carpet. This is why he doesn't run into troubles.
Wait till you see the lamp that I've got. That's anyhow, you know, up driving through things, I've been through a lot of things. In fact, I drove up here back in that winter storm of 95, 96. That's when I moved up here, and I was going right through it, didn't have a problem. Got slowed up. My problem isn't the roads, it's the people that are on the roads. And I saw so many people that were just paranoid to drive, and I'm going, why are you out here?
Right. If you don't have to be out, just stay home. That's what I did.
Other than that, I did at speed or 5 miles below speed. Most of the roads that I went up to Easton from here. So that's up near Bethlehem. And I didn't have an issue. I didn't have an issue, but I did notice people, you know, as I always joke about in Pennsylvania and it's other places too, that the speed limit's only a suggestion. There were some folks going flying down the road there, even on a good day, were too fast. And
there was,
those are the ones that are ending up in the ditch for the most part.
There was a guy, there was a video I saw of somebody driving a blackout Jeep. It was probably like a Jeep Liberty. Anyway, it was in a very narrow city street, and it looked a little bit hillish, and they were going a little too fast, and then their car went completely sideways, still missed all the cars, went sideways again, still missed all the cars. So some folks are very lucky. Unfortunately, some folks indeed did lose their life.
Oh, they did.
The weekend.
Yeah.
The Schuylkill ended up having what? It was like 50 cars?
I was going to say 60.
More than 50 cars?
I think it was down towards the Manayunk area on the Schuylkill.
Which brings up a time to... It was.
Yeah.
Which is right behind my house. And in fact, my fiance and I follow someone on Facebook called East Coast Weather Watch, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted a map of winter advisories a little bit later on in the day of what they didn't expect to happen, but actually did happen, and what the news had didn't know was going to happen. But what it basically looked like was that Balakinwood, Conshohocken, and Villanova was this big red dot of ice. Yeah. That was where it was concentrated ice. And that's unfortunately where I live. I mean, I was going 5 miles an hour.
Meanwhile, Bruce is cruising around here.
It's determination and caution.
Right.
Put those two together and you'll be fine.
Well, I got into my accident, right? And I'm on the phone.
We're glad you're okay, Andrew.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
Note.
It's the best way to almost total your car, right? No one was hurt. No one was in the other cars. I was going 5 miles an hour.
You're starting a company now.
And I was 50 feet from my house.
Andrew's body modifications.
That's right. That's right.
Let Andrew drive your car in the ice and well, so, let's get to the weather while we're at this thing and banting about here. Right now, we're looking at about 33 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Today, we're going to go up to about 42 degrees. It's going to turn into mostly cloudy for the day. Winds light, only a 10% chance of precipitation. But precipitation goes up a little bit to 20%. Still nothing to be concerned about.
What about participation?
Well, that's an individual issue. Then tonight it's going to be about 27 degrees, some clouds in the area. There might be a flurry or two flying around, so just be advised.
One snowflake.
Yeah, now don't worry. Right now you don't have to go out and get yourself all the makings for French toast. That's, you know, the What is that, Corinne?
Bread.
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Yeah, there you go.
Butter.
Right. Because tomorrow we're looking at a high of about, my computer's off mark here. We're looking at a high of about 33 degrees. And we have cloudy skies for tomorrow. There is a 50% chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Accumulation will be less than an inch. Tomorrow night, the low will be about 28 degrees. Snow showers will continue. Percentage of that goes up to 60%. Still, accumulation at this time is less than an inch. So every indication is we're going to get one of those dustings. However, the ground is still fairly cold.
Yeah.
And that's why on Sunday, even though the temperature was hovering around 30, 31 degrees, most cases with brine they put down and so forth, the roads would be mainly water, but the ground is cold, and it froze overnight. And we had this sheet of ice on there. So bottom line, cautious. We'll keep an eye on the weather right now, a dusting at most, but we'll see how things progress as the day goes on. You know, the old thing about the weather, you don't like it now, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. But we're looking at some snow of some form tomorrow in the forecast.
Hmm.
So there you have it.
Well, so just make sure you're driving safe and, you know, that everything is okay. I was going to say, when I was on the phone with the police for my accident, somebody did the exact same thing that I did, but they T-boned somebody.
Yeah.
And that he gets out of his car and he just said, "I'm just trying to go to church."
Yeah.
And I said, "Aww, sorry to hear that, man." You know, so it, you know, it could have been, it could have been a lot worse. I think that, this brings up an important thing to talk about too. One of the reasons for the fatal accident of the weekend was, just what happens when you're in an accident on the highway. Stay in your car. Just stay in your car.
Yeah.
If you know, if there's still traffic moving, a lot of times if folks aren't slowing down, just stay in your car.
Right.
You know,
because if you get out, you don't know where other cars could be coming from.
Well,
if they're
sliding. The accident had happened due to ice, which already lets you know that folks are out of control. And in some cases,
well,
you know, we don't want you to get out of your car and then cause further damage to yourself.
And another thing
and
that
others.
Causes other accidents. And you can see this in dry weather as well. You get an accident, okay, backs up traffic. People get frustrated in traffic. It's creeping, it's crawl, it's creeping, it's crawl. You get a spurt, and then you go, a spurt, and you go. Then when it clears out, what happens? It's almost like the starting gate of a drag race. Boom, they take off. And we've all seen it, the other side of the accident, and all of a sudden it's Acceleration City. And what happens? A mile or two down the road, another accident happens because somebody tailgates of that. Common sense. Mm. You know, you can't say it enough. Will Rogers once said, common sense ain't too common these days. Well, that still exists today. Common sense, folks. Frustration factor, yes, you'd like the freedom. Ah, finally I can go. Common sense.
Well, hopefully this is that, you know, the indicator for everybody for what is to come for the next.
It's winter.
Right. But I think we have had a mild winter, which allows folks to kind of slip into an eye of complacency.
I'm just knocking on wood
here. Right, that is right. But, I mean, check out some of the videos of the weekend. There's ABC6 and, you know, our Fox affiliates and things like that. And NBC affiliates have been posting all kinds of videos on their Facebooks and Twitters. There was some serious accidents in New Jersey. I just watched one where a young lady was in her car. She couldn't move because a tractor trailer had jackknifed in front of her.
And a
tractor trailer, all she hears is from behind her. She turns around with her phone, and you see this tractor trailer, two segments long, just barreling down at her, and then misses her by inches.
But then again, you just mentioned something which is stupid. She turned around with her phone.
Right.
Oh,
right,
I've got to get it's so important. I've got to get this. You know, and the next thing you know, you become part of the story.
Right. Well, and when you're in those accidents and everything like that, I mean, I think it's a lot of people's first instinct. What was it? There was one last year.
That's bizarre. If your first instinct is to pick up your phone.
Well, your car can't move.
No, but
well, I would pick up my phone to call someone.
Right, right. That's what I would do. And that's what I did. I wasn't like, I'm going to take a photo of this, post it on Facebook, and then I'm going to call the authorities.
Yeah, but not the police citizen journalist. You know, plain and simple.
Well,
but
it's everyone's dream.
And here is a point with this too. In fact, I think somebody mentioned it yesterday. Is that there was more of an icing condition near in the east than it was in maybe the higher elevations and the west, simply because of the water. It's colder. And so,
well, it certainly was freezing rain conditions.
Oh,
I mean,
sure
it was. It was freezing rain for if you've never seen freezing rain before. I mean,
you weren't here last year when we had that whole bout where it knocked out electricity and everything.
Right. That ice storm that we had. I remember that. No, but we had one of these last year on 76 West or something like that, 476. There was a but I think what it was is that there was folks headed north towards Allentown. The sun in certain spots was glaring right off the highway, which was icy, and so they couldn't see, and it was icy. So it was a double whammy.
I think before we go to break, the rule of thumb is if you're cautious and problem going out in it, don't, unless it's an emergency you have to.
Right.
And if you are out there, slow down.
Right. I would say if you like me, I should have listened to myself. If you can't get into your car because it's too icy, probably shouldn't be driving. We're going to go to a commercial, but we'll be right back with more It's a New Day. Stay right there. People are expected to attend the Papal Mass on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway on September 27th, 2015 in Philadelphia. Go to worldmeeting2015.org for further information. Since only 6,000 rooms are available in Philadelphia and 15,000 are expected to register, people are making rooms available in their homes for the overflow. 10,000 Philadelphia volunteers are needed. Note: Milan, Italy, had 5,000. Once again, register as a volunteer or to provide a room for a visitor at worldmeeting2015.org. Note, there is a daycare and youth congress. Presentations on the history of the Bible and other topics will be presented at this meeting of families 2015 in Philadelphia. This is the first time the new Pope will visit the United States, and we are honored he selected Philadelphia as the first city to be visited. Go to worldmeeting2015.org for more information on this conference, whose slogan is, "Love is our mission."
Hello, this is Bob Levins, pastor at True North Christian Church. As we enter the new year, many people are filled with hope. But for many others, they have lost all hope. Relationships can fail, we might not get that new job. But there is one constant in all the universe that never disappoints, and that is the love of God. The Apostle Paul said there is nothing that can separate us from the love that God has for us. And that love is the foundation for true hope. For more information about our church, you can look us up on the web at truenorthchristianchurch.com, or you can give us a call at 610-831-1520. That's 610-831-1520.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of The Costa Report, inviting you to tune in every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on 1180 AM WFYL, working for your liberty.
And welcome back to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL. It is 20 minutes past the hour, and if you were listening to our first segment on your streaming services at 1180WFYL.com, you can, we're now going to do our verse, which we usually miss. So, or what we usually do in a first segment, we miss this time. So, Corinne, why don't you go ahead and take it away from us?
We're just trying to keep all of our listeners on their toes, you know, mixing it up for them. This is from 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 16, verse 13. And it reads, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong." I mean, what more can you pack into a verse there? That should motivate you on this fine Tuesday morning as you're getting ready for work or whatever you do with your life. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong. So we know that we're not in control of this life. So what is there to worry about? I think there's another verse that says you can't add even a single second to your life by worrying. So why worry? You know, it doesn't add any moments to your life. So
we've talked about worrying a lot in verses. And the, you know, I think one of the things we pointed out, and we had, might even have a pastor in here to ask them a question about it.
Yeah, we did.
But it was more of, you know, is worrying a sign in your, you know, your faith in God?
Right.
you know, if you have strong faith, is worrying. You know, obviously people worry. But the constant worry, I think, is more of what we were discussing.
Sure. And, you know, just to bring up on the political field, too, is that we've talked about this before last week on the program. Even had a little bit of a conversation yesterday about it. But the number of Christians that are in the state houses now and in the halls of Congress in Washington and claiming that they're Christians. However, do they have the Christian spine to do the right, virtuous, and moral thing? That's, or are they just Christian in name only? Was it, what's the acronym for that? Chinos? But
that's a funny.
You know, but again, you know, it's the claim you are, but can you do the walk?
Yep.
And that takes the courage.
I think that'd be Sino, by the way.
Sino? Okay. Sinos.
And sometimes that takes a lot of courage. It really isn't easy sometimes, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, to do the right and just thing, is it takes a courage, because the stand up and to hold your ground and stand firm. And to do that for the good of all, you know, especially if you're a representative.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the type of value, that's the type of system in which our founders put forth.
And you know what, if some people don't agree with what you did with standing firm in your faith, think about, you know, a year from then, you'll probably look back and be like, you know what, I'm glad I went through that and chose the right decision over trying to make a few people happy and being a people pleaser. You know, I'm glad that I stood firm, because it paid off.
Well, Charles Dickens wrote it in Tale of Two Cities, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Mm-hmm.
But and speaking of which, speaking about being strong, holding up to the convictions, I have not seen this as of yet. I plan on I'm planning on this weekend seeing it, is the Clint Eastwood film Sniper.
Yeah, I really want to see it,
that,
too.
That coming out.
American Sniper.
American Sniper. And what has happened with this, and I think it's a great boon for the film, and that, because all films, when they come out, the advertising, number one film in the country, you know, everyone gets that when they put their film out. This one actually is. And the gross in the box office
broke records.
Phenomenal.
This was a book initially as well.
Yeah, a lot of people read the book and said it was phenomenal. Right. So,
well, then we have the left wing loon, the one who does films to boost communism, socialism, thinks Cuba's health system is great. Michael Moore comes out with a tweet. Now, tweet, and I heard, I think it was Greg Gutfeld yesterday on The Five did a good example of what tweet is. Tweet is the new version of writing on the bathroom wall. And he wrote that's in funny. There that a sniper is not a hero.
He was grouping snipers in this category of they're all bad. They're not the good people. A sniper killed my uncle. So obviously he has some resentment towards snipers due to his uncle. But I mean, come on.
Do you know the history of snipers?
I don't.
At least in this country, it goes back to the Revolutionary War. The American Army, the Continental Army, had riflemen. They had Pennsylvania long rifles. Please, folks, don't believe Kentucky long rifles, because when the Revolutionary War took place, Kentucky didn't exist. They were Pennsylvania long rifles. These were marksmen that were deployed by such commanders as Daniel Morgan. And their idea was to snipe at the enemy. If you're attacking the enemy, you take out their command structure, and therefore you can assist in defeating them.
They were going against Napoleonic code, which would be the use of warfare at the time. The stand, aim, fire, reload, stand,
and
aim, fire.
What happened, they became so proficient that in British newspapers, they were warning officers in the British Army Corps that if you're going to the colonies to put on the rebellion, make sure that your affairs are in order, for if you get into the sight of one of those riflemen,
you may
not come back. I mean, that's legit. So it's always been a part of all armies. And as pointed out I believe his name is Kyle. He's now deceased.
Yeah.
Is that, and it's pointed out in the film, and he actually said this on an interview on Bill O'Reilly's Chris Kyle, the No Spin Zone, is that what he did was the job, and he looked at the amount of Americans, his comrades, soldiers, that he saved by doing that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I would dare say also, since these were Al-Qaeda that they were going up against in Iraq, that look at the amount of Iraqi lives a sniper and snipers saved as well. For Michael Moore, who is just an idiot, a complete idiot, you know, he's the look at it, laugh at him, dismiss him type. And that's exactly what should be done.
Yeah, it's just disrespectful. And Bradley Cooper, who plays Chris Kyle, came out and was saying that there's not enough movies about true heroes like this man, Chris Kyle, and what they've done. He wants there to be more movies, and he just...
Well, I think the if I'm correct in remembering a lot of the, you know, the story that I've heard as far as the book goes, because I know a few people who have read it, it's less about, you know, the brutal slaughtering of people. It doesn't want to focus on... You know, his sniping tactics, it focuses on his internal turmoil of wanting to fight for his country.
And the emotional thing, because a sniper's job is not to wound. A sniper's job is to kill.
Right. Well, I don't think anybody's job is to wound in the...
Well, yeah, exactly. But the fact is, why couldn't they just shoot the bomb out of their hand or just wound them to stop? The thing is the kill. You have center mass in which they target. Mm-hmm. And that is the whole thing. End the threat right then and there, because look how many Americans have died at the hands of them doing this. So anyhow.
Right.
And so that's what it comes down to on this thing. Now, like I said, I have not seen the film. It's a Clint Eastwood film.
And also,
and I want to point out also, Corinne, real quick with this, what you were saying about the more films like this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Lone Survivor.
Right.
That grossed in box office. Mm-hmm. Another thing that the Hollywood elite didn't like, The Passion of the Christ, that was a Mel Gibson film,
mm-hmm.
grossed tons of money. The biblical films that have come out have grossed tons of money. It drives them crazy.
Yeah.
But this is what the American people want to see.
Yeah. And Seth Rogen came out and said a couple negative comments towards the film as well. And he just had his movie, The Interview. You know, and meanwhile, he's making a joke out of North Korea and killing the leader there. And they're doing a serious film. So I think there's probably a little bit of jealousy there because
Well, there is. And after the whole thing with North Korea and that, and everybody flocked to the film and went, oh, they shouldn't have released this. This is garbage. The film got panned.
We're going to head to another commercial break. We'll be right back right after this news break. Stay right there.
Philadelphia. Good morning. AM 1180 WFYL now begins its broadcast day. WFYL is owned and operated by Trinity Associates Broadcasting, LLC. WFYL operates on an assigned carrier frequency of 1180 kHz, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. Streaming live online at 1180WFYL.com. If you have any questions or comments about our programming, call 610-539-1783.
My name is Laurie Kane. I'm a Christian career coach. I help people create a more fulfilling professional life by following God's purpose for their life. I help people to unleash their God-given strengths, talents, and passion. I'm offering a free 45-minute coaching session to kick off the journey. So let's get started today to make 2015 your best year ever. Give me a call at 267-640-5094. That's 267-640-5094. 5094.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Islamic State terrorists threatened to kill two Japanese hostages, demanding a $200 million ransom. They're seen in a new video with a masked man addressing Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
You have proudly donated $100 million to kill our women and children, to destroy the homes of the Muslims.
He's referring to aid Japan has pledged to Iraq and Syria, where ISIS controls territory. One of these hostages is a journalist. The other had gone to train with Syrian rebel fighters. An interstate overpass being demolished in Cincinnati collapses.
A truck driver slammed his rig into the wreckage as it fell. He was taken to an area hospital and is expected to be okay. However, a construction worker was killed, his body buried for several hours before finally being freed around 3:30 this morning after crews actually used airbags to lift the wreckage off of him.
Megan O'Rourke with Fox 19 Cincinnati. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, one of the many voices of News Talk 1180 WFYL AM on your radio dial. Streaming worldwide online 24-7 at 1180WFYL.com. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a WFYL advertiser. We provide quality programming with local and national hosts, expert political commentators who cover a wide variety of topics about local and national issues of the day. If you'd like to attract more business, more clients, or more customers, try advertising with us. Write to us, info@1180WFYL.com, or call us at the station, 610-539-1783. That's 610-539-1783, or by email at info@1180WFYL.com. Find out more about us and listen online anytime at 1180WFYL.com. King of Prussia, Philadelphia. To protect freedom of speech, God bless America.
Young Winston struggled in school. He failed the entrance exam twice before entering Britain's military academy. His early success in politics gave way to midlife failure. And in the mind of the public, his career was ended. Of course, we all know Winston Churchill went on to become England's prime minister during World War II. But did you know that, after the war, voters tossed him out of office, despite his wartime leadership and popularity? This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Churchill's career reminds us that early failure cannot predict future success. Neither can present success guarantee the future. The best thing, the only thing, is to do your best, be your best in each moment, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You need to know what's going on in Harrisburg. Hi, I'm Gwen Alexander, Executive Director of Action of PA, and the host of Your Voice Matters, heard here on WFYL Monday mornings from 8 to 9. Tune in to find out what your representatives are doing with your money. If you missed any of my previous interviews, check out the podcast page on 1180WFYL.com to hear my exclusive interviews with prominent Pennsylvanians. An informed citizen really makes your voice matter.
Welcome back to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL, 34 minutes past the hour. We have been on for just about a half hour now. For those of you listening to on your radio dials, good morning and welcome to It's a New Day.
Welcome, welcome.
That's right. Remember, you can listen to us online at 1180WFYL.com, where we have our streaming services.
Yes. You can also contact us, Andrew, right?
Woohoo!
You can call in if you want to be on the radio, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, or email us at any point during the day, info@1180WFYL.com. We love hearing from our listeners. You know,
right,
challenge a question to Bruce Stocking. I dare any brave listener, challenge a question to Bruce.
Abandon all hope, though, all ye who enter here.
Right. No, we absolutely invite feedback for the program. In fact, we would, you know, we love hearing from our listeners. We love gaining negative, especially, but also positive feedback. Positive feedback, you know, is always good, but negative feedback we feel like we can get something out of. We can address some of concerns, you know.
Well.
Please give us your feedback. Let us know, you know, your take on some topics. We just got finished talking about the American Sniper movie that is out, mm-hmm. that Clint Eastwood has directed with Bradley Cooper and Sienna Miller. If you if you've seen that, or you you know, you'd like to offer up your opinion on the topic, please drop us an email at info@1180WFYL.com.
Yep. Well, we're gonna jump into what is our top story of the day,
right?
And of course tonight it's a
smells
night.
A little funny around here.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the State of the Union address. State of the Union address. But yeah, this will be tonight's entertainment. I guess Comedy Central is going to be
They're ignorant.
Yeah,
that's ignorant.
Well, it could be, because right now with Obama's proposals, he's going on the offensive despite the GOP, and despite his little kumbaya meeting that he's had with the new leadership of the House and the White House, he's going to plug right ahead. And there's many different things that he's going to go, which the Republicans are saying basically are non-starters, is that he's back on his Robin Hood taxing the rich for the poor again. So he's going to be laying out tax hikes on that. They're not going to go anywhere. And that, and I just wonder if we're going to get this time what we got a number of years ago.
Which was?
At a state, well, let me remind you of this.
Please do.
Claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally.
Yeah, that was Joe Wilson, if you remember, Congressman Joe Wilson, and he caught a lot of flack for that. And, of course, it was a beautiful thing. If you ever look at the video of it again, we have Nancy, who at the time was Speaker of the House, kind of looks like
She's
a mother.
Mortified.
Yeah, she looks like a mother whose child said something nasty for the first time. But, you know, and he got trounced. But the thing is, Joe Wilson was right. So it's going to be more of the same.
So funny.
Yeah, it's going to be more of the same. We're looking at tax hikes to pay for tax cuts. You know, and this is the thing. They have a tax cut, but yet we don't want to lose any of that revenue stream coming in. So we're going to make up that tax cut somewhere else. So we're going to tax the rich. Mm. And this is after the rich again. And it's going to help the middle class. Yes, it's going to help the middle class. And I love the middle class now. Used to be people that were like starting at 70,000 or whatever and going up, you know, 100 some. Oh, no, it's at the 100,000.
But didn't Obama extend the taxes cuts to the rich?
He did. And that's.
So is he removing the tax cuts?
That's what he wants.
So, I mean, during the Bush administration, there was tax breaks for the rich, which encouraged philanthropy and charity and things like
that, but they
were highly criticized because they were supposed to happen for a little bit of time, and then they ended up being the whole term.
Sure, and what do I say? You know, when's the last time a poor man gave another man a job?
Right, but also one of the platforms for Obama for being hired by the American people twice was that he was said to repeal those tax breaks.
Yeah.
And then they were extended twice. So are they going to continue, or are they going to remove those tax breaks?
Well, what he wants to do is basically have those removed and to put the emphasis on taxing the rich. It's the and I've said it before, and now I hear a lot of the different media outlets are talking about this, calling it the Robin Hood scenario, you know, rob from the rich and or steal from the rich and give to the poor. And that's a good analogy with Obama, is that it's thievery is what's happening. And
thievery,
plain and simple. And I look at it this way.
Nothing new.
Tonight you're going to have a rare opportunity to hear socialism and perhaps tyranny firsthand. The idea of punishing those who have succeeded in life and in business by taking from them and giving to those that don't have as much. This is the land of opportunity. Everybody has an opportunity to proceed forward and to make their life what they can. This is the work ethic that we do, and a lot have. And as I said, I've called it for a long time the Robin Hood scenario. Others are doing it. It's steal from the rich to give to the poor. And frankly, Americans are getting tired of this pitch. Really, when you look at it, he's brought the pitch up every time, and every time it just gets voted down. He talked about in the 20s, last year's midterms, that he's not on the ballot. And then he joked, said, Michelle's very happy about that. And he says, but the policies are on my policies are on the ballot. Well, one of his policies that was on the ballot was exactly what he's going to talk about tonight. And you see where it got him, a Republican-controlled House and Senate. So, you know, here he goes, digs it out again. What he's doing, he's trying to set the stage for Hillary. And so, and you look through, and what I was talking about, the fruits of one's labor should not be taken away because people earn these things. And I'm just not seeing in the American value, this type of American value in the Constitution. So it must be hidden in there where eyes such as mine can't see it, along with separation of church
it's
and state.
It's a fine print, Bruce.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's somewhere in there. Now, let's just take a little gander here at some of the other great things that he's going to be proposing. And John Boehner came out on this one, too. Now, of course, with John Boehner, he talks the talk, and I've said before, can he do the walk? Is that he wants to offer free community college. Free. Let me ask you something.
But do you think realistically this would happen? I thought it was kind of just a thought, but nothing really is probably going to come from it.
Yeah, the president wants to offer 2 years of free community college to students who can keep a 2.5 grade point average. The White House estimates the program would cost federal government nearly. Let me modify this because I'm reading off of this news article here. The White House estimates that it would cost the tax-paying citizens, let's say that instead of federal government, roughly $60 billion over 10 years. Now, nothing is free.
And I don't think this really encourages people to work hard. I think this would cause a lot of parents to say to their kids, well, it's free, you might as well go. For those kids who don't want to go to college, maybe college isn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe community college isn't for them. They should go to some sort of trade or tech school or something like that.
This has been something that's I've been thinking about, because it's not necessarily that, yes, affordable education needs to be offered to all. It's one of those things that, like, you know, yes, shouldn't everybody have health care? Yeah, of course. Shouldn't everybody have education? Absolutely. Everyone should have access to that, just like everybody should have access to clean water. You know, those kind of certain things that it doesn't disbenefit the society to have an educated youth, right? It's great. However, going about it in a certain way may not be, you know, or in this way particularly, may not be the best idea. And Corinne, I completely agree with you. Whatever happened to trades?
I know.
You know, why not push trades? Why not push, you know, blue collar jobs, things like that?
Yeah.
Are there simply just not enough blue collar jobs? Because there's certainly not enough, let's call it intellectual jobs, or in, you know, where, you know, desk jobs, things like that.
Well, and, you know, there is a big problem that this administration, this government has stifled, is growth in this country. Now, of course, Obama is going to take credit for gas prices going down. Obama is going to take credit, let's say, with economics going. But salaries in this country have flatlined because of this, and because of this administration. And that means hours have been lost, jobs aren't really there, and one of the biggest problems is the Unaffordable Care Act, of course, it's on there. So when you come right down to it with the State of the Union address, this is showboating. It was originally intended and was the president appears before Congress to report to the American people. Well, if he's doing that, then why does he just go on TV? The House of Representatives were originally our representatives, we the people. Mm. The Senate was originally the representatives of the state. The president, an employee of the people, report to the people through these representative bodies the condition of the state right. of the union. Mm-hmm. Now it's nothing more than a theatrical production in which they bring in all kinds of people to sit up there in the balcony with the first lady.
And this isn't an Obama thing. This has happened before,
right,
as
right.
well.
This is more
20 years in the making.
Right. This is morphed into this. And basically what the State of the Union comes out to be is blah, 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 blah. But as the Republicans say, it's a Republican House and Senate. What he's proposing, it's a non-starter. So it's going to be wonderful entertainment for everybody out there. And for a president said he's going to work with the new House and Senate, this is the way to do it. As the new buzzword, Obama is poisoning that well.
Mm. Well, we've got to head to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this. Stay right there.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. See, as we think about our life and our stewardship of it, this one fact, our hope, reveals a good reason why Satan would delight in keeping God's children in doubt concerning the Lord's coming. He knows that all who are expecting the Lord to come would obviously be seeking daily to walk with him. Listen, to be a good steward of our Christian walk, we cannot forget the fact that he is returning. It could be today.
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I know I really need to meet with a financial advisor, but how do I choose one? There are so many different companies advertising on TV, radio, and the internet. How do I know which one is right for me?
At MFB Wealth Management, we take a biblical approach to investing. Our initials, MFB, come from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." This means we believe God's Word teaches us priorities and wisdom to manage the resources He gives us. Everything we have is entrusted to us by God. We can't take our material wealth with us, but we are responsible to manage and give an accounting for our stewardship. There must be a balance in achieving long-term financial goals of retirement income, giving to others, and leaving an inheritance. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. If you feel it's time to meet with a financial advisor, please call our office today and schedule your free appointment, 215-723-8999. We're on the web at mfbwm.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA/SIPC.
I'm a salesperson at a replacement window company, and I'm saying do not replace all your windows right now. I'm Ted Kuntz from Renewal by Anderson. In this weather, our customers only want to replace their worst windows and patio doors, so we're having a January Draft Buster sale. Replace just your four draftiest windows now, and your fifth window is free. You don't have to suffer another cold winter in your home, but you also don't have to replace all your windows. Replace just those four bad windows and get your fifth window free. And get incredible financing. Zero money down, zero payments, and zero interest for 1 year. Our January Draft Buster sale is almost over. Call for a free Renewal by Anderson brochure or DVD. Call 1-800-848-8811. 1-800-848-8811. 1-800-848-8811. That's 1-800-848-8811.
Welcome back to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL, 49 minutes past the hour. Happy Tuesday to all our listeners out there. It is just about, 49 minutes past the hour. So we are, I'm going to let, I believe Corinne has a story.
Oh, yes, I do.
That she would like to talk to us about.
Yes, so we have next year, it's hard to believe that it's already next year, but time is going to go by fast up until that point. And we've been seeing a lot of different presidential candidates revealing themselves and talking about, you know, just trying to get their name out there to the public to make their voice heard. But a coalition of 100 Christian faith leaders who are looking to raise hunger and poverty as a prominent issue in this 2016 presidential election are challenging and urging these candidates, whoever chooses to run, to post a 3-minute video on their plans to fight poverty and hunger. And I think this is a great idea because poverty and hunger is very important. I feel like it's not talked about that much lately. I haven't heard much plans of what to do. You know, jobs are very important, don't get me wrong, but this is another issue that should definitely be addressed. So I think it's good to hold our elected officials accountable, to challenge them, and I'm very happy to see these 100 Christian faith leaders. They had a press conference in Washington, D.C. just recently. So they said, you know, they challenged and urged leaders to say, you know, what are you going to do about this hunger and poverty issue? We want to hear from you. And I think this is great too for all of the voters to see a little 3-minute video. Everyone has time for that. Just a little clip of what these people are going to do. I think that would say a lot about those who want to run.
Well, and you know, and I also think that probably one of the greatest things that elected representatives on the federal government level can do is to get rid of some of these regulations we talked about in the last segment about the anointed president wants to, tax the rich, which invariably down the road is going to really affect those people in the poverty realm that might have the minimum wage job or something, end up losing it because, whatever the case may be. And for the federal government to quit regulating the world and get out of it and allow the system that has worked for 200 years now to continue to work, it can do that because this is a land of we will give you a hand up and not a hand out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of my biggest fears when you say to a politician to help poverty and that they want to give them something. No, give them the incentive, give them the avenues, give them the ability to achieve. That's what you need to give.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you assist. But to just throw money at them, that's going to keep them down. Right, believe
me. You want to enable somebody. You don't want to... you don't want to be an enabler who just kind of gives.
Right. Yeah, who
you
wants
want to
that?
Make sure somebody is empowered to do something,
right.
To better themselves. Kind of like that teach a man to fish analogy,
yes.
Right? You teach a man to fish, or you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. You teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime.
I mean, you don't necessarily want just a $10 bill thrown at you. It would be way better to have,
we're not naive to think that it's not a blanket statement for all. There are certain individuals who maybe their situation is a little bit more dire and they need a little bit more help. However, having somebody on welfare for 15 years when they're perfectly capable to go out and get a job, and rather than do that, why would they? Because the government gives them money.
And here's something also to consider, too, about the people of the United States themselves are the most giving that you'll ever find. People alone, there's a number of organizations that step up on their own to assist people and do a far better job at it than what the federal government does. And, we've interviewed a lot of people, churches that do this, private citizens that do this to help whatever, the young girl who went on the hike on her own to help for a cause.
Right.
And a number of things like that. Government is not the answer, as Ronald Reagan always said. Government is not the answer. We are in an entitlement society now where it's an addictive drug, where the withdrawals are going to be painful.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, as I said with the college thing that Obama wants to do, nothing is free. Somebody is going to pay for that freebie down the road.
Yeah.
However, if you're going to do an investment in something, you want a return on the investment. So if I'm going to do myself invest in help, give that helping hand or whatever it takes to help this individual achieve in life, the reward is a success that it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we don't market that as a reward. It's the financial thing that's marked at as a reward. So we need to get back to these value things.
Yeah. Another thing from this article, Jim Wallis, who's the CEO and founder of Sojourners, was explaining that throughout Scripture, he's quoted saying, throughout Scripture, we're told that a society will be judged by how they treat the least among them. So just remembering, just because you see someone out on the street homeless doesn't mean that they're any less of a person than you. So in whatever way to help them and encourage them rather than looking down on someone, which sometimes it's almost not natural, but it's hard sometimes to remember, I'm not above anyone. No one is above me. We're all.
It's a land of opportunities, and we all should have an equal opportunity to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You set your pace. You set your goals. You set your destiny. Along the way, if you're doing and you're producing to the point where you're actively working at it and show a good worth, then other people will come in to assist you with that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want to point out something, too. Bruce, what happened about 100 years ago? If you were not doing so well in school and you didn't really have a bright future, what would you do?
Well, usually what would happen, the teacher, one, would, in those days, take the little effort to work with you. the schools actually had counselors that weren't so much that, oh, Johnny broke his leg in gym and everybody's traumatized, so let's talk to him about it. This was the counselor and help.
Even more than that, if you didn't have a bright future, no career in sight, and you weren't going to go to college.
First of all, I personally don't believe that, you know, everybody does not have a bright future. I personally believe that that future is however you may not achieve it. You may not achieve it. You have to take that as part of the game. Just like when you play football, you go to that field, you're going to play that other team. You may not win, but it's how you played the game and how you actually worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
but what I'm getting at is that it was not uncommon for somebody to say, well, you know, I'm not doing so hot in school. I don't really want to go to college. I think I'll join the military.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen as much anymore as I think it used to. Because look at the way our veterans are treated. Look at the way that they're taken care of in the Veterans Administration and things like that. You know, it's a shame. And I think that leads definitely to folks not wanting to join the military. But there's not as much funding for the military.
No, but let's take a look at it. Is those people that may have taken that life choice and decided this is what I'll go to the military then. Through the military has acquired a skill that when they come out of the military, they can use, and their avenue to begin to achieve begins.
And you know we don't often do this, but that's one thing you can say about this administration. I think they tried to change the law to make it, if you were a nurse or a doctor in the military, when you come back, I think this actually was a House resolution. Yeah, I don't know if this was
an executive
order. It was during this administration, but I think it was a bipartisan effort to allow servicemen and women who worked in the medical field to come back and use their skills here.
Right.
So now you could be a field triage nurse in the Marines,
absolutely.
But come back and they'd say, well, you know, you didn't go to school for it, so we're not going to let you do that. So you're out of a job.
But you take a look at also computer programming,
right.
All kinds of technical things that you gain in the military that are accredited now as college credit and knowledge and so forth. So it is there. However, with the medical, this administration has done everything in its power to try to help disrupt that with the Unaffordable Care Act.
Well, and then, you talked about cyber, you know, what, so like computer tech and things like that. We are very much behind as far as some reports have showed on cyber warfare.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But look at what our highest paying jobs are in this country has to deal with
computers. So maybe that's an initiative that needs to be pushed more.
There we go.
We have to head to a commercial break. We're going to be doing the Fox News a short break at the top of the hour here. And then we'll be right back. I believe we have a guest coming in today
as well.
So we'll give you more inclination of what that is when we get back. Stay right there. More It's a New Day coming right up.
Family ever. So strap on your seatbelt and join me for this wild ride in 2015 on Your Family Matters every Friday morning. Don't miss us.
West Norriton Township. This is AM 1180.
AM 1180.
WFYL.
King of Prussia.
Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. A ransom demand from ISIS to Japan.
The life of this Japanese citizen will cost you 100 million.
So will the life of another, as a man dressed in black threatens two hostages kneeling next to him in orange. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher is live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, ISIS says it will kill the two unless it gets $200 million within 72 hours. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is visiting the Middle East and is vowing to save the two hostages, adding their lives are a top priority.
This is unforgivable, and I feel a strong resentment. I strongly demand the Islamic State group does not hurt the two Japanese citizens and immediately releases them.
Japanese officials declined to say whether the ransom will be paid. ISIS has beheaded and killed hundreds of captives, Dave.
Jessica, more than 2 years after James Holmes' killing spree in a Colorado movie theater, they'll start to pick a jury today to put him on trial. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Englewood.
And Dave, the first of up to 9,000 potential jurors arrives today to fill out questionnaires. While victims like Marcus Weaver will attend trial to testify and hear testimony, he and many others are staying away from jury selection.
Nothing can prepare you for what happened in the theater, and nothing can really prepare you for taking a stand, and especially when the person who was the cause of your friend being murdered right next to you and you shot in the arm, you're staring right into Adam eye to eye.
James Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in the killing of 12 people and injuring 70. He could get the death penalty if convicted, Dave.
Jessica, jury selection also starts today in the trial of a man accused in the 1998 deadly bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. President Obama goes prime time tonight delivering the State of the Union address,
calling for higher taxes on wealthy Americans and tax credits for the middle class. Republican leaders say these proposals are essentially dead on arrival.
Fox's John Decker, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you think about. Leases, locations, logistics, every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regis makes it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them. From short-term to long-term, all on your terms. So let Regis take the hassle and expense out of setting up your office so you can focus on your business. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Bans in 30 states on candidates for elected judgeships personally seeking campaign donations could be affected by a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices will hear an appeal today in a Florida case where a candidate received a public reprimand for violating a Florida bar rule. Lower courts have been split on the issue in the Florida case. Supporters say such bans are important to preserve public confidence in an impartial judiciary. A construction worker killed in Cincinnati when a highway overpass that was being demolished collapsed on the I-75 south late last night. A truck driver who smashed into the wreckage was injured.
Homicide detectives are out here right now taking pictures and collecting evidence because this has been ruled an industrial accident. We also expect OSHA to have investigators here today as well. This work was scheduled, the removal of this overpass. It was expected to take most of the week. Last night was the first night.
Megan O'Rourke with Fox TV affiliate WXIX in Cincinnati. I-75 South can be closed a couple of days, making it tough on commuters. A don't drink the water advisory issued in Glendive, Montana, where truckloads of bottled water are being shipped in because an oil spill over the weekend has found its way into the water supply. Some people complain of an odor coming out of the tap.
They're not sure exactly how much oil ended up in the Yellowstone River after an hour-long pipeline breach on Saturday in eastern Montana. But the company, Bridger Pipeline, says it's confident no more than 50,000 gallons leaked in all. Trouble is, some of the oil is trapped under ice covering the river, making it hard to find and clean. Booms set up in areas that aren't frozen to try and catch the oil. The spill happened about 9 miles upstream from the city of Glendive. The EPA getting reports of oil sheen 60 miles downstream. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Now the price of oil down more than a dollar again today, back under $48 a barrel. On Wall Street, there could be some gains at the opening bell as futures rise coming off a long holiday weekend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
On this day, January 20th, 1961, President John F. Kennedy delivered his inaugural address following prayers by a rabbi, a Protestant minister, a Catholic cardinal, a Greek Orthodox bishop, and a poem by Robert Frost. President Kennedy stated, "The same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God." President Kennedy concluded, "Let us go forth asking his blessing and his help, knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Is
It's a new day. At the Freedom Station, WFYL is working for your liberty, presenting news with no spin.
Thought-provoking, a local commentary. Your opinion matters.
Put the power back in the hands of the people.
Endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a new day.
Join Andrew Turner, Bruce Stocking, and myself, Corinne Lillis, Tuesday through Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m., right here on 1180 WFYL.